Responders are cleaning up an oil spill after the line to a 500-gallon tank of heating fuel ruptured on Young Road. Neighbors downhill started smelling diesel in the air over the weekend.
So the tank of heating fuel was dispersed onto the ground, and because the building is on Young Road, which is a fairly steep hill, of course the material all just ran down the hill.
That's borough manager Deborah Schnabel. She says local employees of the Delta Western Fuel Company responded to the spill. The owner of the tank couldn't report it. He was on vacation in Mexico.
I was told that he has a 500-gallon tank. Okay. I have no idea how full it was.
Delta Western lay out oil-absorbent booms and set up a system to filter runoff water. Heavy rains in the last few days likely contributed to spreading the oil, Schnabel says. David Peichel works on spill response for Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation. Peichel says by the time Delta Western got to the house, the tank was essentially empty.
So the impacts to the environment have already occurred, and it shouldn't get any worse. It's all a matter of cleaning up what's already in the ground.
Alaska law requires notifying DEC whenever there's a spill. Because this spill happened over the weekend and Monday was a state holiday, DEC said they didn't hear about it until someone at the Chilkat Valley News called for information yesterday, inadvertently reporting it. But even if the department had known earlier, they couldn't have prevented the spill. Both borough and DEC officials said they thought it was the result of the week's rapid weather changes. The tank was sound, but the frozen fuel line ruptured when it thawed. Schnabel says neither the borough or DEC employees in town are spill responders.
The only people in Haines that we're aware of who are certified to deal with cleanup activities with oil spills happen to be the employees of Delta Western.
Sending a DEC team to Haines to help clean up would be expensive, Peichel says, and probably wouldn't happen unless the spill was egregious. He complimented the company's initiative.
When Delta Western was notified about this, they were exemplary in their actions in that they were, in my mind, responding as a service to the community because they had the means and the resources to do something, and they did, I think, a great job.
DEC said the fuel company hadn't reported on any downstream impacts of the spill. They said it was too soon to tell what any long-term environmental impacts might be. Delta Western wasn't available to comment. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.